To begin my lesson, I would like to read 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. There it says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." For a short time, I would like to take a closer look at this verse and its meaning. I feel it is a very important message for us as Christians today. So first off, let's define bad company. When put simply, bad company is someone who's going to influence you to do something wrong in the eyes of God. A more widely used term would simply be a bad influence. This could be many different things. For example, you may be around someone who uses profanity. We are taught against such sin in Ephesians 4, verse 29. Or maybe someone who occasionally makes a dirty joke. We are taught against that in Psalm 34, verse 13. They could be a thief. Ephesians 4, verse 28 teaches against stealing. They could even drink alcohol, whether it be occasionally or excessively. Either way, we are taught against such in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 11. There are many other examples like these that fall under the term bad company. We as Christians should be able to identify and avoid these sins. But many Christians today walk a fine line with these temptations. They think they can resist, not realizing they are becoming desensitized to the sin around them. Just because you are a Christian does not make you immune to sin. This reminds me of a metaphor I heard once called the coal miner's light. The story goes a coal miner is given a small light for him to see in the darkness of the mine. As time goes on, the light becomes dimmer and dimmer, until finally there is no light. But the coal miner doesn't even notice anymore. He's become so used to working in the dark that he doesn't need the light anymore. He's become desensitized. We need to be careful who we choose to interact with on a daily basis, whether at work or at school, what TV shows we watch, or what we look up on the internet. All of these things have influence on our lives. We can't let the world influence our spiritual well-being. This may make us seem different or strange by the world's standards, but God will bless us in these times. 1 Peter 4, verse 14 says, "If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory of God rests upon you." So once we've identified the sin, how do we avoid it? Well, just say no. Say no to the temptation. I know that sounds very simple, but we have two examples of just that in the scriptures. First, remember Jesus when he was tempted by Satan in Matthew 4, verses 3 through 10. Satan promised worldly kingdoms and riches if Jesus would just obey his wishes. But Jesus said no. Even though Jesus was famished and weak, he flatly rejected Satan and his evil ways. Secondly, we have the example of Moses. He was offered the riches of Egypt if he would but deny his Hebrew heritage. In Hebrews 11, verses 25 through 26, the Bible says Moses chose to suffer the affliction of his people than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. He said no. He chose God over worldly riches. We need to remove those temptations from our lives that could potentially influence our spiritual well-being. So in conclusion, from this short verse, we are warned about the temptation of bad company. We must recognize the temptation and remove it to keep from becoming desensitized. I'll leave you with two questions. Are you being influenced by bad company, or have you yourself become bad company to others? Thank you.